I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The community that was hit hardest by the EFT tornado in northeast Louisiana is making news because of the huge way that they are rallying together to help each other out in the aftermath. Alan Brockman is president of a property management company in Monroe and a local musician. He says it was amazing to see how many people came out to help clean up all the debris.
We are a city, but we have a lot of agricultural roots up here in the northern delta, if you will, of Louisiana. And a lot of folks have tractors and brought them in from their farms and chainsaws. And you had everybody coming together, and still are.
Brockman says the tornado caused trees to fall onto houses as well as crushing cars, closing businesses, and several roads that were completely impassable.
And how no one was hurt or killed is, if you're a praying person, you got to contribute to, good Lord above. If not, better believe that something else happened.
At the peak of Entergy's outages, about 35,000 customers were without power. Late Friday morning, that number was just down to under 2,700. West Monroe defense attorney Charles Kincaid died Saturday. He was 54. It's believed he died of natural causes while traveling in Germany. He and his wife Mary were taking a river cruise at the time. Fourth Judicial District Attorney Jerry Jones reflected on the shocking news of Kincaid's death, calling him a personal friend and a fine attorney. Kincaid served as a member of the Indigent Defender Board and tried thousands of cases. Late Saturday, Kincaid's body was being shipped to the United States from Germany and had not yet arrived. Funeral arrangements are under the direction of Griffin Funeral Home in West Monroe. While all of the unaccompanied children who illegally crossed the border into the United States were brought to Louisiana are living with sponsors or family members, it's still costing the state and local governments millions of dollars in unexpected expenses to care for them. A report given to members of the State House Select Committee on Homeland Security says just over 1,400 children of various ages up to 18 years of age were brought to Louisiana between January 1st and August 31st. Almost all are from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Mary Quaid, head of House Legislative Services, which prepared the report, says the children reportedly were sent to the U.S. by their parents to escape crime, violence, and human trafficking, primarily being forced into prostitution. Almost 25% of the children are under age 14. Catholic Charities of Baton Rouge Executive Director David Aguilar says two-thirds of the children brought to Louisiana are from Honduras. Their ages range from 7 months to 18 years. Cleanup crews continue to mop up a 4,000-barrel oil spill into a four-mile stretch of Tet Bayou northwest of Shreveport. Officials say that the oil has been contained without reaching Caddo Lake, which straddles the Texas-Louisiana state line and provides drinking water for some water systems. The oil spilled from the Mid-Valley Pipeline, a line owned by Sunoco Logistics Partner, which carries crude oil from Longview, Texas to Samaria, Michigan. The spill happened early Monday morning. Three families near the site evacuated with Sunoco paying their expenses. The KEDM weather forecast, sunny skies this afternoon with a high in the upper 70s. This is KEDM News.